Coming up next, we have Spaz Cakes.
Come out, moon. Come out, wishing stars. Come out, come out, wherever you are. I'm out here in the dark, all alone and wide awake. Come and find me. I'm empty and I'm cold, and my heart's about to break. Come and find me. I need you to come here and find me. 'Cause without you I'm totally lost. I've hung a wish on every star. It hasn't done much good so far. I can only dream of you wherever you are.
Spaz Cakes! I don't know why I did that. I try and, like, mix it up every time that I have to do something so it doesn't sound the same every single time when I introduce someone in. Hi, Spaz Cakes. You have grown so much. Like, Best of the Best was such a good thing for you because it really has, like, shown you how to, like, do little things. Like, I really liked your little runs throughout. And I really... This was one of the first times in all of the audition episodes so far that I really felt the song and like felt you like getting into it. Like I kind of picture you like there, like kind of bobbing your head as you were singing and with your eyes closed and really just getting into it and feeling the song. So I liked that about it. There was still a couple of moments that went a little off pitch, but they were like few and far between. They were like here and there and then they went away again. My biggest thing, which is kind of a small thing, is just careful where you make like cuts between takes. Because I could definitely hear, like, a split second of, I don't know if it would be called dead air or quality change in the silence. Yeah, like the shifted quality of it. So just be careful of that because in being able to hear each of those, there were a lot of cuts made to this. Like, it was kind of like Franken audition because I heard cuts, like, after every couple of lines. And... it was weird, especially in, like, the middle of a phrase. Like, if two lines kind of, like, combined together for a phrase, to hear a cut in between it because it kind of knocked you out of it. So I don't think that would be as much of a problem with music in it. That's why it's, like, a small detail to me. So that's just, like, a further note in the future for when you audition for things. So now to Jeffers can critique and see what he has to say.
Mm-hmm. Spaz Cakes! Nice obscure song. Well, at least I kind of consider it obscure because I don't know. I don't know. I think this was from Winnie the Pooh, if I remember, like when he sings to like the moon or something. So I'm not incredibly familiar with this song, but my first note was like, "What is this?" And I was like, "Oh, this kind of sounds familiar." I thought you had good. I guess not really energy, but emotion. We had a kind of like a sad tone to it. But I think you could have pushed it a little bit more. The part after my heart is about to break, it started sounding kind of wonky after that, but I can't tell if it's that's the melody of the song or you were like going off pitch because after that part in the song, if I remember correctly, it kind of does like kind of funny melody lines that sound, I don't know, like I can't tell if it's the melody line that sounds funny without music or like I don't know, but I like the beginning part and the ending, just not the middle. I hope Ambi or Zell knows the song better. I had a maybe, but I'm gonna say yes, and I think it was a melody line that was sounded funny without the music, but I'm not sure. I mean, if I'm wrong, then I guess Ambi and Zell can correct that, but I'll go with yes. So, good job, Spaz.
Spaz Cakes, hi!
Now we officially have all said her name first and in the same way.
Oh!
Did not mean to do that. So yeah, this is a poo song that I don't quite know well myself,
I don't
but I
know
know it's a poo song.
what poo movie is it from?
Greatest Grand Adventure, one of those. It's the one with Christopher Robin and all that.
They all have Christopher Robin in them.
The
Except for
one where
that
they're
one with the
looking
stupid
for him.
Hufflepuff. Ugh, don't even get me started.
The one where they're looking for him.
Hey, as long as Darby is not involved, I'm good. Well, the one that they're looking for him is the new one. They're not
Really?
out yet. That's the one where they're looking for him, where Christopher
No,
Robin is in it.
there's an older one. There's an older one, like in the 90s.
Okay, Pooh character's evil. Go on.
Okay. This was pretty. Yay for obscure. I do have to agree. I felt some sweet emotion in this. There were a few of those cuts between takes that were a little jarring for me. I'm personally one of those people who don't like multiple takes for auditions. I prefer one take for these kind of things, but that's a personal thing for me. For Find Me, you had, I think, a pause between that was a little too long, perhaps. To Reach, Find Me, I don't know what I went for that one. Wherever the last Wherever You Are, the where we're starting to go a little too low for it. And that is all I have.
All right, so then, would you say yes or no on this?
Spaz has improved so much, and I think she can do, she is capable of knowing what she did wrong here and going to do better if she makes it into the competition. So I'll say yes for me.
All right, it would have been a yes for me as well, but not for the same reasons. I'm trying not to base people's auditions off of what I know they can do, but off of what they gave. But the emotion in this was so good that it really compelled me, and I would say yes for the emotion. Like I'm not trying. Like I'll tell you you're improving, but if your audition sucks, even if you're improving, I'm still gonna say
Well,
no.
I still have my nitpicks. I still have my little nitpicks here.
Yeah. Okay, so up next with a re-audition is Bright Disaster.
Oh, this is our first Jess of the night.
Oh, this was our first yes of the night? Oh, four people in. So, I'm sorry that we're being hard, guys, but you have to like look at it from our point of view. We had two audition episodes and had 14 people go through already, and we're probably gonna
Yeah.
have at least one, maybe two more audition episodes beyond this one. Pass now. Last season we had
Right.
35 people that made it through to the first round. I think we had like 29 people that actually submitted. We were
Right.
swamped with people. And we're just being picky because we don't want a million
To
people,
overflow
because then we're gonna
ourselves.
have to cut so many in the first round anyway. We don't want to, I guess, take up people's time when they could be auditioning for other things, like Lone
Right.
Star.
Lone Star loves
Lone
you.
Star loves you. They're really looking for auditions. Go look at their thread because they're really looking for auditions right now. And Act It, if you're into acting, is auditioning right now as well. And I feel like there's other things that I'm missing. One Voice
Is
to Rule Them
one
All
voice.
is still auditioning. Like there are other shows out there. And I mean, like, we're kind of getting like bogged down with auditions, and like go audition for them too. There's more than one
Yes.
singing competition out there, guys. Please.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Okay. So on to Bright
On now that
Disaster.
we've had that like PSA moment, now on to Bright Disaster.
There are few who deny at what I do I am the best, for my talents are renowned far and wide. When it comes to surprises in the moonlit night, I excel without ever even trying. With the slightest little effort of my ghost-like charms, I have seen grown men give out a shriek. With the wave of my hand and a well-placed moan, I have swept the very bravest off their feet. Yet year after year, it's the same routine, and I grow so weary of the sound of screams, and I, Jack, the Pumpkin King, have grown so tired of the same old thing. Oh, somewhere deep inside of these bones, an us begins to grow. There's something out there far from my home, a longing that I've never known.
Bright Disaster, take two with Jack's lament, I guess. I know we said last time in your last critique how your song choice was too difficult, and we said to try to pick a more upbeat, well, not upbeat, but like a song that's easier on your vocals. But I think this song was too talky for an audition, and there wasn't enough singing in it, because it sounded more like you were acting a monologue than singing a song. That being said, your tone sounded good on it for what little bit of singing you did have on it. But your performance was could have been a lot better and bigger, because this is a very acting-heavy song, and he's very like melodramatic with being all depressed, and it's a lament song, so it could have used more lamenting in it. And I think it could have used more dynamics to make it a bit more engaging as well. So I guess because there's not enough talking, or there's too much talking, and I didn't think your emotion and performance was big enough for the song, I'm gonna have to say no again, Bright Disaster. But yeah, just try and find that middle ground between singing and performance, and yeah, that's the key.
I'm going to have to agree with Jeff saying that your last choice was a little difficult, but now you're picking a very simplistic song, and he actually pretty much had the same wording as I did in my notes. It was too talky for an audition. At around 17 to 18 seconds, there was a shift in quality, which sounded like you were moving around, which was distracting. This was, of course, more acted than sung, which goes with my first note. While I do think you fit your vocally fit the character, it just still didn't mesh well, and you could have gone bigger with it. Because I want to say this is like a male diva or something, in a sense.
Kind of is. I love it. Yeah, Jack, he kind of is.
He, a village of magic in Halloween Town.
Lord, this.
He's like the Norma like Desmond of Halloween Town.
It's like Herbert from, or is it Herbert in Monty Python? Is that his name?
I don't know. People are going to kick me for this, but I don't watch much Monty Python.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I like spam a lot. You are redeemed.
Okay, good.
All right, go, Andy.
So, Bright, okay. The same problem I had with the first audition, I had with this one as well. It wasn't so much the acting and talking than singing, which, first of all, this is a really bad audition song for a singing competition, because you're wasting half of your time that you should be singing on talking in, like, almost like a rhythmical speech. But it was the same thing I had with the Out There was there were moments when you could really, like, punch it with the character and, like, go further with it, and you completely miss them, especially in, like, that Jack the Pumpkin King. Like, it was, I'm Jack the Pumpkin King. And you sent it kind of, like, straightforward when it should have, that was, like, the menacing part of this. Because, like, at the end of the day, like, Jack may be the hero of the movie, but he's also not a good guy. I mean, he kidnaps Santa Claus and almost gets him killed. Spoiler if you haven't seen Nightmare Before Christmas. So I should have probably said spoiler before I said that, but who hasn't seen Nightmare Before Christmas? Seriously. So, like, I needed more menace from it. It was a little too straightforward, but, like, again, like, with On Out There, there was a lot of promise in the tone of your singing. You just kind of sang and didn't really perform it. And we're looking for some more performance. Like, we're looking for people with this competition already, just from the people that have gotten through, it's going to be like a tight competition. We're looking for people who can have the potential to be more well-rounded overall. Because if you notice, a lot of the people that we've said yes to might not be the best singers, but a lot of them have had really good performance or emotion.
Right.
And really stood out with that. And having a good voice at the end of the day is not going to be enough. Like, it helps.
When it gauges.
Yeah, it helps,
but we need to see something more than just that. And when you miss opportunities, especially that, like that Jack the Pumpkin King, it's kind of like red flag. You want to really focus on that. So I'm going to have to agree with Jeffers and say no on this one again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that as well.
But, like, I don't feel like... Like, I'm trying to think of what would be a good thing for you. I don't know. Like,
was he the one that we suggested one jump ahead?
I don't think so. I think we suggested that to somebody else.
Okay. Who was that?
Like, it's really hard. Like, don't sing anything, like, super ballady, but don't sing anything super upbeat as well. Because, like, when it's something is really fast, you have a tendency to, like, stumble over the words. But mm-hmm. if you're going to go ballady with something, you have to get the emotion in it. So, and I don't know if that's such a good idea. Because, I mean, you only have one audition left now. So I think you need to focus on something kind of middle of the road. Between
something with some good bounce.
With a balance in it, yeah. And stay away from things like this song that are more talking and acting than mm-hmm. singing. But you should definitely, I don't know if you've auditioned yet for Act It, but I think you'd do good over there. Because
right.
I thought the acting on this was...
The acting was better than the singing.
That's also the thing, is you did this and the acting in the beginning was better than the singing. And this is a singing show, not an acting show overall. Right. Like just straight acting. So that I think that actually hindered you. I think if it had just been the singing, I would have said yes, even with the lack of punch. But the acting really far outshone the singing here.
Right.
Okay, coming up next, a veteran from last season, Captain of Squad Zero. And Jeffers isn't here to mispronounce his name.
Wait, we don't know that yet, unless he read it off.
He could have said it wrong in his recording, so... Here's hoping, because it's really funny when yes. he says Captain of Zero Squad.
All those days, chasing down a daydream. All those years, living in a blur. All that time, never truly seeing things the way they were. Now she's here, shining in the starlight. Now she's here, suddenly I know. If she's here, it's crystal clear. I'm where I meant to go. And at last I see the light. And it's like the fog is lifted. And at last I see the light.
Captain of Squad Zero, I did not mess your name up, with I See the Lies from Tangled.
That's becoming a very popular song.
It's becoming a popular movie, although we haven't heard any goth or...
Or like When Will My Life Begin or Healing Incantation right. or anything like that. I would have thought we would have heard some Healing Incantation by now because it's such a short song.
Right. Or Mother Gothel, too.
I don't think she's as popular.
Which is a shame because she has such a fun song.
I know.
You've done it.
I never finished it. I only did a quick take of it. I was doing it and I like lost my energy halfway through, but yeah.
Okay. Although, last side note, I do remember you wanting a lot of Tangled last season.
I love Tangled. I'm glad it's going to now be appearing.
Okay. I can't read half my notes now that I'm looking at it.
Oh.
Okay.
That's good. Guesses perhaps.
Right. I can read this one saying jumping emotion. Some of the emotion was like a little off for the middle. Like I kept going back and forth, but then it picked up and stayed a lot more constant at the end. Oh yeah. See and thing. There was like this weird pause or space between it. And that's all the notes I had. Where are the other ones? Emby?
Sorry. No, it's Jeffers now. Oh, no, it is me. Because Jeffers goes to the end. Okay. Captain. Okay. I only wrote one note, but it was a very big note, is you have a tendency on the ends of words to go really, really... It's not nasal, it's bright with them. Like, a couple of examples I have, like, things, rather than, like, go like things, like, say it normally, you're like, things, and, like, you go to, like, you emphasize a really odd place in the word that makes them sound ugly. And, like, the biggest one, like,
on lifted, like you, like, and it's like the fog has lift ed, it's ed, and you said, and it's like the fog is lift ed, like you hit them really hard, and it makes them sound just awkward. Like, that was, like, my only major issue with this. Like, I liked your tone. I thought your emotion was decent. But and I feel like this is something you did also when you were with us last season as well. So just be really conscious about that. And watch the vibrato again. Because, like, I know I was always on your butt about vibrato last season. But it's much more controlled now. But there was still a moment or two where it kind of, like, took over. So... just be.
And I think my second note actually kind of works with that big one note you had right there. Because, like I said, there was that weird spacing, so maybe it's just more that it was just more emphasized.
Perhaps. So maybe perhaps
that might have been.
That might have been what it was for you. All right, so let's just hear what Jeffers has to say then.
Captain of Squad Zero, I got your name right this time. Welcome back. And it's nice hearing you again from season one. this seems to be a very popular song. I thought you sounded good on this song, Captain, and I think you could have used a little bit more emotion, but what you brought was pretty good and decent for the song. Well, first I have, you cut the end of the audition and the song in a kind of strange place. And I felt like your verse could have been a bit softer and more tender, because while it was vocally good, I think, like, if you ease into the vocals a bit, or into the notes a bit softer, and maybe made your vocals a bit more breathy, it would have added a little bit more contrast to the chorus, and maybe up the performance a little bit. You also have to be careful on some of your higher notes that were in the verse, because sometimes you tend to hit the note and then you'd slide right down really quickly from it. So it'd be like all those times instead of like hitting that note straight on, which kind of makes it sound like it's pitchy, even though it's not really pitchy, if you get what I mean. But overall, I thought this was a good audition, apart from a few nitpicks. So I said, yes, good job.
I wonder how many takes it took him to get it right.
I know, I'm like,
name right. I was like, I'm not fooled that you got his name right on the first try, Jeffers. Not fooled. Mm-mm.
I bet he had it in big old bold letters in front of him just to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But just you wait. When he comes back and he's made to say it, he's going to mess it up. No confidence in him whatsoever. Love you, Jeffers. I'm going to have to say yes as well. Yes, but be mindful of all the notes we've given you, because those little things could eventually come back to haunt you if you don't work on them.
Well, he's already on because we're still on the two yeses, right?
We're still on the two yeses this episode.
Okay, yeah, because I'm a big maybe, so he's on.
You're on, but like I said, like, Zell's a good thing here. If you don't fix little things, her maybes could become a no. So for now, though, you are in the competition. Welcome back, Captain of Squad Zero.
Make us proud.
All right, coming up next with another re-audition. Reverb Queen, Miss Voice of an Angel. Hopefully there will not be reverb on this. I'm pretty sure the email is like, there is no reverb, I swear. So, let's see if that's the truth.
Everybody wants to live happily ever after. Everybody wants to know their true love is true. How do you know he loves you? How do you know he's yours? Well, does he take you out dancing just so he can hold you close? Dedicate a song with words and just for you. Ooh, he'll find his own way to tell you with the little things he'll do. That's how you know. That's how you know he's your love.
Okay, Miss Voice of an Angel. Well, I'm glad you did the same song, because now without all the reverb, there was no reverb, thank God.
And no doggy.
And no doggy. So it definitely gave us a better idea of what you can do. I don't know. I'm still a little torn on this, because
hearing it without the reverb, it seemed a little bit more nasal to me without the reverb than with the reverb, which is weird because I always think that sometimes the reverb like enhances the nasal. But right. In this case, I don't know. And I felt like there was a couple of moments then you were mumbly as well. But I liked the like general energy behind it, but I don't know. I'm torn. Like, you definitely sounded like tonally better without the reverb, but your word formation sounded worse off. So that's where my tornness comes in. So now we play Jeffers and see what he has to say.
Okay, MVOA or MVOAA. It was nice hearing this audition without reverb from last time. And what I found really interesting was it sounded like you had a lot more power in the verse and a lot more energy and oomph in your vocals. And I think the reverb kind of masks that when you, I guess, put the reverb on. I thought you sounded pretty good. And the only thing I really have down that's really negative is on the little things he'll do in the chorus. On the last note on do, you kind of missed the note a little bit on the flat side. But overall, I thought this was good. I think when it got to the end of the chorus, it got a little high for you range-wise. But overall, this was pretty good. And I had a maybe leaning towards yes. So I'll go with yes.
Miss MVOAA. So much easier to say. Second try with the song. The notes sounded a lot more accurate on a lot of the parts, but I think this is the same one that Jeffers mentioned at 11 seconds, the do, it ended up sounding more nasal than the rest of the song or the one line. I thought it might needed a little more pep. Breathing was iffy for me in this one as well, and it needed a bit more support. Let's see. He's yours, can hold. I think that's one of the things about the weird phrasing that you had, Ambie. And then at 41 seconds, you dropped the energy, or it didn't feel natural. It like felt too sudden, which is at the end of the audition. And that's all I have.
Jeffers said yes. What do you say?
Nah. Let's see. Well, I'm a maybe on this one. It's still a maybe. Damn.
Yeah, mine's a maybe too. So I'm going to say, now I'm going to say, since you didn't say it, I'm going to say no. So now it's on your shoulders.
Nah.
Sorry. That's nothing against you, Ms. Voiceman Angel. That's more evil towards Zelina. Me. I probably, even if it wasn't in the circumstance to put Zelina in it, I probably still would say no because, I don't know, I just feel like this wasn't as...
It wasn't as improved as it could have been.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, as awesome as I thought it was going to be without the reverb. I was kind of like, I was expecting, I think, more, and I don't know.
Because I listened to the first one, too, and I like some of the stuff in the first one that I didn't really like in the second one.
Yeah, it was so kind of like the two of them, like, each had, like, their... I don't know, I feel like the vocals on the first one were better, but they were so reverb-y. I really couldn't tell.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's why I'm saying no.
I'm gonna have to go against Jeffers myself, because, like I said, it's just, it wasn't as improved as it could have been on some parts.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Miss Voice of an Angel.
You still have one more chance. Please audition again.
I'm sorry, Miss Voice of Angel. I'm sorry, Jeffers, as well. At least we're all, like, the three of us are starting to disagree on things. Like,
yeah.
While we were like, kumbaya, my Disney, kumbaya. All sitting around the campfire saying yes to or no to everything. So, at least we're disagreeing with each other now. It's going to be more interesting now. Coming up next, we have Valkyrie Celeste. Yes. That's who's next. I looked at the wrong name on my list. It's Valkyrie Celeste that's next.
Back is back.